from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has raided the office of President Trump's personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, in New York City. Agents seized documents, including those related to Trump's alleged affair with an adult film star, according to the New York Times newspaper. The Times reported the agents seized communications between Cohen and Trump. President Trump on Monday condemned what he called the heinous alleged chemical weapons attack on a rebel-controlled area in Syria. He said he would decide soon how the U.S. will respond.
We are studying that situation extremely closely. We are meeting with our military and everybody else, and we'll be making some major decisions over the next 24 to 48 hours.
The United Nations Security Council met Monday about the alleged attack. The U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, told the council, "We have reached the moment when the world must see justice done. History will record this as the moment when the Security Council either discharged its duty or demonstrated its utter and complete failure to protect the people of Syria. Either way, the United States will respond," she said. South Korean prosecutors have indicted former President Lee Myung-bak on charges that include bribery and embezzlement. He's accused of accepting $10 million in bribes from South Korea's spy agency and the large electronics company Samsung. Prosecutors also say Lee embezzled $33 million from a private company he owned. Lee denies any wrongdoing. He says the charges are political. He's been in jail since last month. This is VOA News. President Trump said the U.S. economy will be much stronger after his administration renegotiates trade agreements with China.
When we do a deal with China, which probably we will. If we don't, they'll have to pay pretty high taxes to do business with our country. That's a possibility. But if we do a deal with China, if during the course of a negotiation they want to hit the farmers because they think that hits me, I wouldn't say that's nice, but I tell you, our farmers are great patriots. These are great patriots. They understand that they're doing this for the country. And we'll make it up to them. And in the end, they're going to be much stronger than they are right now.
The president spoke on Monday at the White House, surrounded by cabinet officials. He said the trade deal between the U.S. and China includes the most lopsided set of trade rules and regulations that anybody has ever seen. About 40,000 Africans who arrived in Israel from war-torn Eritrea and Sudan during the past decade face an uncertain future. Israel has resumed efforts to deport them. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
African migrants have been on a roller coaster ride since last week when the Israeli government did an about-face. First, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced that Israel had reached a compromise with the UN Refugee Agency. Under the deal, some 16,000 Africans would be sent to Western countries, while more than 20,000 would be allowed to remain in Israel. The migrants were elated, but not for long. Netanyahu abruptly canceled the agreement the next day after his right-wing coalition partners demanded that all the Africans be deported. The government rejects claims the Africans are refugees, describing them as economic migrants and infiltrators. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Facebook has begun notifying 87 million of its users that their personal data was harvested without their knowledge by a British voter profiling company that Donald Trump's campaign hired to target likely supporters in 2016. On the public broadcasting system, the Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg apologized for the security breach.
Well, we made big mistakes, and we know that.
Facebook believes most of the affected users are in the U.S., but there are more than a million each in the Philippines, Indonesia, and Britain. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Jones, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.